Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Biden worked to reassure dubious allies at NATO that the United States is back to rally like-minded democracies in what he repeatedly cast as an existential battle against the world's autocracies. Two of the main ones, of course, China and Russia, and now President Biden preparing to confront Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva, which marks the latest chapter, says the Washington Post, in a highly adversarial relationship. Biden has always been blunt in his assessment of Putin, telling the Russian leader to his face a decade ago that he believes he has no soul and called Putin a killer in a televised news interview earlier this year. The Russian president, of course, has not been shy about pushing back. He did so recently in an NBC News interview. Your thoughts on the world stage, President Biden, and this impending meeting with Putin?
Well, that's right. This is going to be the apex of the challenges Biden faces. He is not wrong that Putin's a bad guy. We know that. The KGB colonel, we've talked about it again and again. And yet they've got bombs, we've got bombs, and this has to be taken rather seriously. It now looks like both men are backing off a little bit. Biden is calling Putin the worthy adversary, as if they were playing ping pong and not world politics. But in any case, they are going to meet, and the state of relationship is so bad right now that anything positive that comes out of it will be good. Look, this country lived through a lot of bad guys, Stalin, Khrushchev, you name them, and somehow we got through it. This is yet another time that we will have to do that again. And I expect that while there won't be a press conference afterwards, because neither man wants to give the other the possibility of looking good, it will be done. And when it's done, we'll see whether some things can be made better. For example, if you think that Putin is going to change the way in which they do elections or leadership changes, which will be a demand, he won't. But when it comes to the cyber crimes and the rest, he might. He knows the United States has its own resources and will use those resources. And so do I think that there'll be some agreement between Biden and Putin? Yeah, there will be. Will it be enough to make a real difference? We don't know yet.
Now to the U.S. from CNN this morning. McConnell haunts Democrats with new pledge to block Biden court nominee. Mitch McConnell just did it again. The Senate Minority Leader indicated Monday he would implement his self-declared rule and refuse to confirm a Supreme Court nominee picked by President Joe Biden in election year 2024 if the GOP wins the Senate next year.
Well, I think he's given a very strong impetus to the folks in the Senate, the Democrats, to fight like hell and to say he's going to ruin the democracy. That's something I would do if I were in the Democrats' place. We'll see. There's every opportunity for the Republicans to take the Senate. We know that. On the other hand, it could be a very big fight considering the fact that Joe Biden is perceived as doing so well and past President Trump is perceived as doing so badly. Do I think that this will be resolved? Yeah, it will be. Do I think that the Democrats have the votes if they want them? I do. Of course, you have to watch Joe Manchin and a couple of others and see whether or not they are willing to do what's right as opposed to what's good for them.
Poor Chuck, in quotes. Schumer confronts mid-year mess from Politico. Alan, Senate Democrats are publicly divided over infrastructure strategy. The caucus's most conservative senator openly rebelled against the party's signature elections bill, and two of Chuck Schumer's members keep clashing on military sexual assault reform. It's enough to invoke a bit of pity for the voluble New Yorker who holds the reins of a 50-50 Senate. There's a growing feeling on the Hill that Democrats are already running out of time to deliver on years of promises. As Schumer ally Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat from Rhode Island, put it, poor Chuck, he's got the weight of the world on him.
He wanted the job, he got the job, and he ain't no Lyndon Johnson, that's for sure. If you think that Lyndon Johnson would have put up with this stuff for 2.5 minutes, you would be wrong. Johnson had some personality quirks and some other things, but as a leader, he took no prisoners. Chuck Schumer is trying to herd these cats, and it's not an easy job. When White House says, poor Chuck, he's right. Look, I know Schumer. I know him to be a competent, decent guy. But this is a time when every political antennae has to be raised in order to make this whole thing work. Otherwise, the Democrats will always be regarded as those guys who get together in a circular firing squad every time they have an opportunity to be together.
Here's kind of a scary story, Alan. Associated Press investigation has found that at least 1,900 U.S. military firearms were lost or stolen over the last decade. These weapons intended for war, but some have ended up on America's streets. Army pistols, for example, were used in violent crimes, including shootings and robbery. Pistols, machine guns, and automatic assault rifles vanished from military armories, supply warehouses, Navy warships, and elsewhere. Security lapses included unlocked doors, sleeping troops, and surveillance systems that didn't record. The Pentagon and Armed Services say that missing firearms are just a tiny fraction of the military stockpile, and note that some weapons are recovered.
Hey, David, you don't need an awful lot to kill somebody. A gun will do that. And this is something that has to be dealt with. David, if we're buying and making and building guns, they should not be used for street crimes, for murdering people. We do know that we have a hell of a problem in the United States right now. Crime is up. People are reacting to it. Just a short while ago, there was a huge reformation proposed for the police departments. Right now, people are scared. The leading person in New York City's mayoral campaign is Eric Adams, of course, a former police captain himself, and all of a sudden he's caught fire because nobody wants to live in a city or a place where guns are used the way that they are right now. Hey, the military better do its thing and get its act together. And not only that, we need to have the kind of protection that police provide without the corruption that sometimes goes with it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.